At the end of the dedication, we say, realize the waking life together. Realize awakened life. In a way that's added added to what this is. There's nothing more that we need to realize. Just this, easy. And yet, just this, difficult. And just this, not easy, not difficult. This is what all of us are this moment. It's very simple to do zazen, because it's sitting up, in the universe that is our life at this moment. It's straightforward. It's straightforward when we're doing formal sitting periods. And it's straightforward throughout the day, throughout life, zazen. We can't be otherwise. Just this. Nevertheless, just this is not at all simple for us. Zazen, even simple, formal sitting upright is not simple, because often we miss the simplicity of just, which we can't miss. And yet, we miss, so we have to make an effort. We don't have to, but if we don't, we get caught up in, we can call it suffering, we could call it unsatisfactoriness, we can get caught up in ways that we miss, that we blind ourselves, that we hold to what keeps us from this moment, what distracts us into what I'll call automaticities, habits of body and mind, which distract us, which we carry along almost, so to speak, to distract us from this awakened life that we are, this, if I use the other word, the Buddha life that we are. It's not anywhere else, and it's not in any particular else, or even a particular this. And yet it's just this moment. We say it another way, it's from the moment we're born till the moment we die. We are nothing but this, this that we could call awakened Dharma. We can call it realized life. We can use all sorts of words. But what's important? Important is for us to see what we could do so we can, for ourselves, all the more testify. Testify with our life. Taste our life as it is. Live our life as it is. Take care of what's our life right this moment, in all the myriad ways that we, being who we are, each of us in the particular way that our life is, we can, if I say it, release unsatisfactoriness, release suffering. And in that sense, return to or open to the truth of who we are, the truth of the Buddha's teaching, or the source of what our life is. Because then, in all directions, in all activities, the distractions, if we call them that, the easy, difficult judgments drop away, falls away, finish. And right here, right now, we have this that we are, this awakened life, if we use fancy words. We don't have to use those fancy words, but sometimes they're wrong, because despite being simple and straightforward, we need to do what we avoid doing so that we can be who we avoid, which is what our life is right now. Not only our life, but the life of the whole universe and the life of everyone we meet. Doing Zazen formally, formal periods of sitting upright, and Zazening throughout our day, throughout our life, is the opportunity to manifest this awakened life, manifest this source that relieves suffering, relieves unsatisfactoriness for ourselves and for all that we need. Thank you.